From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. South Sudan's rival leaders have called on their forces to halt fighting, which threatens to tear apart a fragile peace agreement and unity government. Speaking to a local radio station Monday, First Vice President and former rebel leader Riek Machar urged his forces to honor a ceasefire declared hours earlier by President Salva Kiir. Fighting raged for a fifth day across Juba Monday, hours after the United Nations Security Council called on leaders in South Sudan to control their rival forces. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Monday urged the Security Council to impose an arms embargo and targeted sanctions on South Sudan. British Prime Minister David Cameron said he will officially resign on Wednesday, allowing Interior Minister Theresa May to become the country's next leader.
She is strong, she is competent, she's more than able to provide the leadership that our country is going to need in the years ahead, and she will have my full support.
May stepped in line to be the next Prime Minister when her only remaining rival for the post, Energy Minister Andrea Leadsom, withdrew from the race. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the U.S. will send more troops to Iraq. He spoke Monday during a visit to Baghdad.
And I'm pleased to report today in that connection that we agreed for the United States to bolster the Iraqi efforts to isolate and pressure Mosul by deploying 560 additional troops.
Carter said the additional troops will be sent to support the newly retaken Kayyara Air Base West, which will serve as a logistics and air hub for the coalition. The North Korean government says it is closing one of its last lines of communication with the United States, that in retaliation for U.S. sanctions against leader Kim Jong-un. This is VOA News. Opposition fighters in northern Syria launched a major offensive Monday against government-controlled areas of Aleppo. The action came just days after the government troops seized the only supply road into the opposition sector of the city. Monitors said the rebel operation began at dawn on several fronts. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights later reported 19 troops loyal to President Bashar al-Assad were killed in a single assault in Aleppo's Old City. Officials in the say the Somali militant group al-Shabaab Monday took control of a strategic town, a port town called Mirka. Government troops and African Union peacekeepers, for some unknown reason, left the town at dawn, giving al-Shabaab militants support on the Somalia coast. U.S.-based Human Rights Watch is accusing Turkey of blocking international scrutiny over what it calls widespread human rights violations by Turkish security forces in its crackdown on Kurdish rebels. Dorian Jones reports.
The Human Rights Watch report focused on fighting between Turkish security forces and Kurdish rebels in Cizre. The town is a center of Kurdish nationalism that has witnessed some of the most intense fighting since last year's collapse of a peace process with the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK. Human Rights Watch report author Emma Sinclair Webb alleges security forces are covering up abuses. Turkish security forces say no civilians were killed in 10 months of military operations against the PKK. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
U.S. President Barack Obama plans to visit Dallas, Texas on Tuesday to attend a memorial service for five white policemen killed by a black sniper. The president is calling on Americans to respect each other. Meanwhile, demonstrations have been held in many U.S. cities across the country in the last several days against what protesters believe are the unjustified killings of black suspects by police officers. Presumptive Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump declared himself the law and order candidate on Monday. Trump told a campaign rally in Virginia Beach, Virginia, that the country has to end hostility toward police and improve life for people in crime-ridden inner cities. Trump is set to become the Republican presidential nominee at the party's national convention next week. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton will be joined by her Democratic rival, Senator Bernie Sanders, at a campaign rally Tuesday in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. There is widespread speculation that Sanders could endorse Clinton at the rally. Sanders had not said that he would endorse her, but told reporters Saturday the two candidates were coming together and to stay tuned. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were higher at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.